Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. And this show is number 475. We're coming down the home stretch in the New Testament. I've only got a few shows to go. Today we're going to be covering the book of 1 Peter, chapters 3, 4, and 5. And if we have time, we'll get into the book of 2 Peter for the rest of the show. See how far we get there. We're going to be starting in chapter 3 here. I'll get this out of the way before we get rolling. In case you've missed any of my shows, my website is www.pastor-steve.com. So that'll get you to my website, and all my stuff is there. Wake up call, word for word, my posts, few independent sermons in print. So enjoy. It's all scripture, 100%. Let's get into chapter 3 here, verse 1. He is giving instructions to wives and husbands here in chapter 3. So that's the start-off topic for this chapter. Verse 1. In the same way, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that if any are disobedient to the word, they, without a word, might be won by the behavior of their wives. And for verse 1, you can reference Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Ephesians 5, 22. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 18. Colossians 3:18. All right, verse 2 continues on from verse 1. Having seen your blameless behavior in fear. In other words, the husbands, if they're starting to stray, they'll see that their wives are righteous. And it'll probably straighten them up. Oh, I really, you know, this is a fine wife, and I really don't want to lose this one, okay? Need to keep this one. This is a keeper. Well, you got verse 3. And you can reference 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Timothy 2, verse 9. And it tells them how they should dress. Your adornment should not be outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on dresses. Okay, you don't need to do that. Verse 4. But the hidden man of the heart, with the incorruptible ornament of a meek and peaceable spirit, which is of great value before Elohim. In other words, adorn yourself with piousness, with righteousness, not outward trappings. And he goes on in verse 5, for in this way, in former times, the set-apart women who trusted in Elohim also adorned themselves, being subject to their own husbands. Now he goes on to give examples. Verse 6, reference Genesis 18, verse 12. Genesis 18, verse 12. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him master, of whom you became children, doing good and not frightened by any fear. Verse 7 of chapter 3, reference Ephesians 5, 25. Ephesians 5, 25, and Colossians 3, verse 19. Colossians 3, verse 19. Verse 7, in the same way, husbands live understandingly together, giving respect to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the favor of life, so that your prayers are not hindered. Verse 8, to sum up, let all of you be like-minded, sympathetic, loving as brothers, tender-hearted, and humble-minded. Verse 9. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this in order to inherit a blessing. Now, verses 10, 11, and 12, you can reference Psalm 34, verses 12 through 16. Psalm 34, verses 12 through 16. Verse 10, for he who wishes to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Verse 11. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Verse 12. Because the eyes of Yahweh are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against those who do evil. Verse 13. And who is the one doing evil to you if you become imitators of the good? In other words, people are going to like you. They're not going to try to harm you. Verses 14 and 15, you can reference Isaiah chapter 8, verses 12 and 13, for these two verses, 14 and 15. And just for verse 14, reference Isaiah 8, 12 and Matthew 5:10. Okay, Matthew 5:10. Verse 14. But even if you suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. Now that's Isaiah 8:12 and Matthew 5:10. And do not fear their threats, neither be troubled. Verse 15. But set apart Yahweh Elohim in your hearts. And always be ready to give an answer to everyone asking you a reason concerning the expectation that is in you with meekness and fear. In other words, be ready to witness. Telling of the saving grace, okay? Verse 16. Having a good conscience, so that when they speak against you as doers of evil, those who falsely accuse your good behavior in Messiah shall be ashamed. Verse 17. For it is better, if it is the desire of Elohim, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Verse 18. Reference Romans chapter 5, verse 18. Romans 5, 18. Verse 18, because even Messiah once suffered for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to Elohim, having been put to death indeed in flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. Verse 19, in which he also went and proclaimed unto the spirits in prison. Verse 20. Reference Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through chapter 7, verse 24. Genesis 6, 1 through 7, 24, and 4th Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 1. 4th Maccabees 7, verse 1. This continues from verse 19, verse 20. Who were disobedient at one time when the patience of Elohim waited in the days of Noach, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight beings, were saved through water. Verse 21, which figure now also saves us. Immersion, not a putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward Elohim, through the resurrection of Yeshua, Messiah. Verse 22. Who, having gone into heaven, is at the right hand of Elohim. Reference Psalm 110, verse 1. Psalm 110:1. Messengers and authorities and powers having been subjected to him. So that's his status right now. He's on the right hand of the Father. And when he comes back, it's going to be to rule. He's not going to have a bake sale. But there'll be some high heat. That ends chapter 3 of 1 Peter. Let's get into chapter 4 here. Verse 1. Pardon me, I'm going to have to, I've got a cough. Just a second. The heat in the apartment during these real cold weather dries things out. Had a little hit of coffee here. Boy, I love these readings. These are great. Verse 1 of chapter 4. Therefore, since Messiah suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, because he who suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. And you can reference Romans chapter 6, verses 2 through 22. That's Romans 6, 2 through 22, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25. 1 Peter 2, 25. Verse 2. So that he no longer lives the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but according to the desire of Elohim. In other words, you put off your earthly lust and you want to do the will of God. Okay? Verse 3. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the desire of the nations. All right? The pagan nations, where they were dispersed, they were following some of their practices. Having walked in indecencies, lusts, drunkenness, orgies, wild parties, and abominable idolatries. Verse 4, in which they are surprised that you do not run with them in the same flood of loose behavior, blaspheming. Verse 5, who shall give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead? In other words, the Israelites pulled away from these pagan behaviors and came back to the worship of Yahweh because they realized they were going to come under the judgment. And we are today also. And there's temptations in this world. And lies and deceptions and perversions and indecencies and all this stuff in this world. We need to pull ourselves away from that and live according to the rules in Scripture, because this little life that we're in right now is only a testing ground. That's all this is. It's short. Think about time. Time is limitless. How much time do we have here? It's a drop in the bucket. It's nothing. But we have our lives here, and we choose to either obey or to be disobedient. You know the price of disobedience. Verse 6 of chapter 4. For this reason, the good news was also brought to those who are dead, so that, whereas they are judged according to men in the flesh, they might live according to Elohim in the Spirit. Verse 7. But the end of all has drawn near. Therefore, be sober-minded and be attentive in the prayers. Verse 8. And you can reference Proverbs 10, verse 12. Proverbs 10, verse 12. And the book of Tobit in your Apocrypha. Tobit, chapter 12, verse 9. Tobit 12, 9. Verse 8, and above all have fervent love for one another, because love covers a great number of sins. In other words, be supportive of one another. If you're in a congregation, don't fight among yourselves. Put your ego aside and be a servant. That's what he's saying here. Verse 9, welcome one another without grumbling. All right, everybody's going to get a gift, okay? Some for administration, some as a carpenter, some as this, some as that. It's a gift. All our talents that we have are gifts from Yahweh. And that's what verse 10 covers. Verse 10, as each one has received a gift, serve one another as good trustees of the manifold favor of Elohim. In other words, use your gift to help your brethren. Verse 11. If anyone speaks, let it be as the words of Elohim. If anyone serves, let it be as with the strength which Elohim provides, so that Elohim might be praised in all through Yahshua Messiah, to whom belong the esteem and the rule forever and ever. Amen. So be it. Verse 12. This applies today. Listen to this carefully. Beloved ones, do not be surprised at the fiery trial that is coming upon you to try you as though some unusual matter has befallen you. Okay? The fiery trial that is coming upon you. What are we seeing today? All these troubles, that's trial by fire. Verse 13. But as you share Messiah's sufferings, rejoice, in order that you might rejoice exultingly at the revelation of his esteem. Verse 14, very important verse. If you are reproached for or punished, or they get down on you and call you names and stuff, if you are reproached for the name of Messiah, you are blessed. Because the spirit of esteem and of Elohim rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is praised. What happens to those that blaspheme him? Lake of fire. So they're railing against you. Oh, you're one of those stupid Christians. Okay, mock if you wish. Mock if you wish. Verse 15. For do not let any of you suffer as a murderer or thief or doer of evil or as a meddler. In other words, don't do things that'll get you punished because you actually did something wrong. here's the comparison, verse 16. But if one suffers being a messianist, let him not be ashamed, but let him esteem Elohim in this matter. In other words, if you are suffering because you proclaim Christ in this wicked world today, He is going to see that. Now, you may have to go through a trial. You may even go down unto death. That's a very clear possibility these days. Days are evil. These are times of evil. But we have to stay strong. Verse 17. Because it is time for judgment to begin from the house of Elohim, and if firstly from us, what is the end of those who do not obey the good news of Elohim? Verse 18, reference Proverbs 11, verse 31. Proverbs 11, 31. And if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where shall the wicked and the sinner appear? Verse 19. So then, those who suffer according to the desire of Elohim should commit their lives to a trustworthy Creator in doing good. That ends chapter 4. Wow. That's... He's trying to build them up, give them strength to overcome the wickedness that the world is going to put on them. Well, the world's going to put wickedness on us too, brothers and sisters. And we need to stay strong. We can't knuckle under and try to preserve these temples that we're temporarily living in. By selling out and not proclaiming Yahweh. Now there's a time coming very soon in these last days when the Israelites, the true Israelites of the remnant, are going to be called to take up the sword. I mean, it tells you all through Scripture, there's going to be a time for that. You need to prepare for that. It's going to be very rough. It's going to be very horrible. The death toll is going to be large. And some of us are going to go down. But if we go down praising Yahweh with His name on our lips, our eternal life is guaranteed. Stay in righteousness, and if they do bad things to you because you won't do their sin, if you won't partake of their sin, let me give a little example. There's a number of us that get together and we go out to eat. We have to be very careful where we go so that they have food that is acceptable and not this unclean stuff. You won't see any of our group eating pork chops or ham or whatever. They offer you a Christmas ham here. And I turned it down and said, no, I won't even touch that can. Stay according to the word, you know, even if it's difficult, okay? Well, let's move on to the final chapter of 1 Peter, chapter 5. And again, this is going to be the sign-off portion. He's going to say goodbye and give instructions to some elders and stuff. So let's get into it. Verse 1 of chapter 5. Therefore, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Messiah, and also a sharer of the esteem that is to be revealed, I appeal to the elders among you. Verse 2, in reference to the book of John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. John 21, 15 through 17. Shepherd the flock of Elohim which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but voluntarily, not out of greed for filthy gain, but eagerly. In other words, do it as a servant, a willing servant, a loving servant. Don't try to make a living off of it. Don't try to get rich. Don't steal the donations or whatever. If they put donations in a plate and you had an actual church that you had to pay rent on or something, I mean, you have to administer to keep the thing going, okay? If you got a congregation that meets at a meeting hall and you have to pay for the meeting hall, you'll need to get funding for that. That's not free. We understand that. Verse 3. Here's the key. Neither as being masters over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. Don't try to be a dictator. Lead by example. Verse 4. And when the chief shepherd appears, you shall receive the never-fading crown of esteem. And that chief shepherd means Yeshua. Shepherd of the shepherds. Okay, verse 5, reference Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34. Proverbs 3, 34. In the same way, you younger ones, be subject to elders, and gird yourselves with humility toward one another, for Elohim resists the proud, but gives favor to the humble. Don't get excited because somebody's given you a title. Verse 6 of chapter 5. Oh boy, I got a frog. Just a second. Okay. Verse 6. Reference Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. Matthew 23, 12. Luke chapter 14 verse 11 and chapter 18 verse 14. That's Luke 14:11 and 18:14. Verse 6. Humble yourselves then under the mighty hand of Elohim so that he exalts you in due time. Don't worry about the exaltation of men. Worry about Yahweh's opinion, okay? Verse 7, casting all your worry upon him, for he is concerned about you. You can reference Sirach, chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. Sirach 2, verses 1 through 17 for verse 7. Verse 8, be sober, watch. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He's always looking to get one of us, okay? Destroy our testimony, destroy our lives, destroy our possibility of going into the kingdom. That's what he wants. Verse 9. Resist him firm in the belief, knowing that the same hardships are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. You're not being put upon. This devil is oppressing all of us. That's his modus operandi. He's trying to harm anybody in a Christian congregation. That's his goal, to destroy us. So don't feel put upon because you have problems. Verse 10. And the Elohim of all favor, who called you to his everlasting esteem by Messiah Yeshua, after you have suffered a while, himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Verse 11. To him be the esteem and the might forever and ever. Amen. Verse 12, reference Acts chapter 15, verses 22 and 40. Acts 15, 22 and 40. Verse 12, through Silas, the trustworthy brother, as I reckon, I have written to you briefly, encouraging and witnessing that this is the true favor of Elohim in this. Stand fast. In other words, Silas brought this letter to him. Okay. Verse 13. This is a bunch of references. Verse 13 of chapter 5. Acts chapter 12. Acts 12, verses 12 and 25. Acts chapter 13, verse 13. That's 13:13. Acts chapter 15, verse 37 through 39. 37 through 39. Colossians chapter 4, verse 10. Colossians 4, 10. And Philemon, chapter 24, Philemon 24, verse 13. She who is in Babel, chosen together with you, greets you. Also my son Marcos. Okay. Verse 14. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Messiah Yeshua. Amen. And that ends the book of 1 Peter. That ends 1 Peter right there. Now, we're going to get into the book of 2 Peter. We have time. I don't know how far I'm really not going to rush these, but there's only three chapters. This is short. Okay, so let's see what we can do here. This is 2 Peter. This is chapter 1, verse 1. Shimon Kepha, that's Simon Peter, okay, a servant and emissary of Yeshua Messiah to those who have obtained a belief as precious as ours by the righteousness of our Elohim and Savior, Yeshua Messiah. Verse 2. Favor and peace be increased to you in the knowledge of Elohim and of Yeshua our Master. Verse 3, as his mighty like power has given to us all we need for life and reverence, through the knowledge of him who called us to esteem and uprightness. Verse 4, verse 4. Through these there have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, so that through these you might be partakers of the mighty-like nature, having escaped from the corruption in the world caused by lust. Verse 5. And for this reason, do your utmost to add to your belief uprightness, to uprightness knowledge. Verse 6. To knowledge self-control, to self-control endurance, to endurance reverence. Verse 7. To reverence brotherly affection, and to brotherly affection, love. Verse 8. For if these are in you and increase, they cause you to be neither inactive nor without fruit in the knowledge of our Master Yeshua Messiah. You'll be bold in the word, in other words, and you'll witness and bear fruit. Okay? That's what he's talking about here, bearing fruit through your testimony. Verse 9. For he in whom these are not present is blind, being short-sighted, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his old sins. Verse 10. Reference Matthew chapter 20, verse 16. That's Matthew 20, verse 16. And Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, Matthew 22, verse 14, and the book of Revelations, chapter 17, verse 14, Revelation 17, 14, verse 10. For this reason, brothers, all the more do your utmost to make firm your calling and choosing. For if you are doing these matters, you shall never stumble at all. In other words, stay in the word, and it'll lead you right. Verse 11. For in this way, an entrance into the everlasting reign of our Master and Savior Yeshua Messiah shall be richly supplied to you. Verse 12. And so I intend to remind you of these matters again and again, though you know them and have been established in the present truth. Verse 13. But I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by a reminder. Verse 14. Knowing that the putting off of my tent is soon. He's talking about his body. Even as our Master Yeshua Messiah made it clear to me. In other words, his tent is where he's living in this temporary body that we occupy now. Talking about his own death, okay? The first death. Verse 15, and I shall do my utmost also to see to it that you always have a reminder of these matters after my departure. In other words, after he leaves, after his death. Remember, all the disciples were beheaded. They were all killed. All of them. Peter too. Verse 16. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we made known to you the power and coming of our Master Yeshua Messiah, but were eyewitnesses of his superbness. They saw this. Verse 17 and 18, reference Matthew chapter 17. Verses 1 through 5, Matthew 17, 1 through 5, Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, Mark 9, verse 2 through 7, and Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 35, Luke 9, 28 through 35, verses 17 and 18. Verse 17, for when he received respect and esteem from Elohim the Father, such a voice came to him from the excellent esteem. This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I did delight. Verse 18. And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the set apart mountain. They heard that voice. Whew. Verse 19. And we have the prophetic word made more certain, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Okay, the morning star is another name they use for the planet Venus, okay? Verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture came to be of one's own interpretation. Verse 21. For prophecy never came by the desire of man, but men of Elohim spoke, being moved by the set apart spirit. Okay, now he's going to get into this false prophet deal in this next chapter, chapter 2. Okay, that ends chapter 1. Let's get into chapter 2. We'll probably just get 2 finished today. Verse 1. But there also came to be false prophets. Reference Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23. Matthew 7, 15 through 23. But there also came to be false prophets among the people, as also among you there shall be false teachers, who shall secretly bring in destructive heresies, in other words, Talmudic teachings, and deny the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Verse 2. And many shall follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. In other words, they're going to down Christianity and they'll follow them off onto these weird paths. Verse 3. And in greed, with fabricated words, they shall use you for gain. That's these great big mega churches. From of old, their judgment does not linger, and their destruction does not slumber. Now here he's talking about angels, the messengers he's talking about here. Verse 4, for if Elohim did not spare the messengers who sinned, but sent them to Tartarus, that might be Tachti or Sheol, okay? Because this is in Greek, okay? Might be Sheol. And delivered them into chains of darkness to be kept for judgment. That's the fallen angels he's talking about. Verse 5, reference Genesis chapter 6, 1 through 7, 24. Genesis 6, 1 through chapter 7, 24. And the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 10, verse 4. Verse 5. And did not spare the world of old, but preserved Noah, a proclaimer of righteousness, and seven others, bringing in the flood on the world of the wicked. In other words, the area where they were doing this just genetic modification and all that stuff, the Nephilim were there. They were doing all this evil. So he flooded the place and drowned them all. Verse 6. And having reduced to ashes the cities of Sodom and Amorah, that's Sodom and Gomorrah, condemned them to destruction, having made them an example to those who afterward would live wickedly. Reference Genesis chapter 19. Verse 24, Genesis 19, 24, and 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 5, verse 7. And rescued righteous Lot, who was oppressed with the indecent behavior of the lawless. Reference Genesis 19, verses 1 through 16. Genesis 19, verses 1 through 16. And Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 10, verses 6 through 8. Wisdom 10, 6 through 8. Verse 8. For day after day that righteous man dwelling among them tortured his righteousness by beings, righteous being, pardon me, by seeing and hearing their lawless works. It's just torture to watch these perverts. Verse 9. Then Yahweh knows how to rescue the reverent ones from trial and to keep the unrighteous unto the day of judgment to be punished. Verse 10. And most of all those walking after the flesh in filthy lust and despising authority. Filthy lust and despising authority. Bold, headstrong, speaking evil of esteemed ones. In other words, bad-mouthing the righteous men. Verse 11. Whereas messengers, that's angels, okay, who are greater in strength and power, do not bring a slanderous accusation against them before the master. Verse 12, but these, like natural unreasoning beasts, having been born to be caught and destroyed, blaspheme that which they do not know, shall be destroyed in their destruction. Verse 13, being about to receive the wages of unrighteousness, deeming indulgence in the day of pleasure, spots and blemishes, reveling in their own deceptions while they feast with you. These are people that would be in among you, but are just wicked. Okay? Verse 14. Having eyes filled with an adulteress, and unable to cease from sin, enticing unstable beings. In other words, those easily led astray. Enticing unstable beings. Having a heart trained in greed, children of a curse. Verse 15 and 16 reference Numbers, chapter 22, verses 4 through 35. Numbers 22, 4 through 35. Verse 15. Having left the right way, they went astray, having followed the way of Bileam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Verse 16. But he was rebuked for his transgression. A dumb donkey, speaking with the voice of a man, restrained the madness of the prophet. He was a false prophet. Verse 17. These are fountains without water, clouds driven by a storm, to whom the blackest darkness is kept forever. Verse 18. For speaking arrogant nonsense, they entice through the lust of the flesh, through indecencies, the ones who have indeed escaped from those living in delusion. In other words, they're going to test and tempt the righteous people. Verse 19, promising them freedom, though themselves being slaves of corruption. For one is a slave to whatever overcomes him. You're a slave to sin if you let sin overcome you. Verse 20, for if after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of the Master and Savior Yeshua Messiah, they are again entangled in them, backsliders, in other words, and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the first. Those are the ones where the seed will spring up for a little while and then wither. Dabblers, you know what I'm talking about. Verse 21. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn from the set apart command delivered unto them. In other words, they heard the word and they turned away from it. Reference 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 14. 1 Timothy 6, 14. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 20. Deuteronomy 17, 20. Psalms 19, verse 8. Psalm 19, 8. Verse 22, and this will finish chapter 2. For them the Proverbs has proved true. A dog returns to his own vomit. That's Proverbs 26, verse 11. Proverbs 26, 11. And a washed sow to her rolling in the mud. That's the nature of pigs. And that ends chapter 2. We will begin on the next show with chapter 3 of 2 Peter. And after that, we'll finish that chapter and then get into 1 John. So it's been a good day, a good read. I hope you have enjoyed it. And praise Yahweh, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. I'll see you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.